small changes have make a big impact. So if you want to know how you know a small change in your cloud environment can make a big impact, please do come and listen to what me and my colleague Ed Hiraldo has to tell.
Hi, I'm Varsha Sundar. I am VP Cloud FinOps Lead at Chubb Insurance.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Grizz Griswold of Finos, and today I interview Varsha Sundar, who's the Vice President of Cloud FinOps at Chubb. So sit back, relax, and cue the music. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Grizz Griswold of Finos. Hope you're doing well. Today, I have a guest in the room. Her name is Varsha Sundar. And Varsha, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're all doing good.
You're on vacation right now.
That's right. Yes, I am.
And so on vacation, still working, still joining us for this podcast, and I'm glad you have. Varsha is going to be speaking at the what is the name of our conference? OSFF, Open Source and Finance Forum, November 1st with us. And she and Edward Hiraldo, is that correct? We'll be speaking about cloud financial management strategy. So we'll get into that in a little bit, and we don't want to give away the entire ending of your talk, but Varsha, let's talk about you. Who are you? What do you do? Let's go into kind of your journey to get you here to today.
Sure. So as you know, I'm Varsha Sundar. So my cloud FinOps journey started 2 years ago. I started my cloud FinOps journey with Prudential Insurance, and then I moved on to Experian, and currently I'm going to be joining Chubb soon. So that's my journey so far. And with the two companies that I worked prior, in each I saved over millions of dollars. Just by doing rate-based and resource-based optimization, which falls under the FinOps optimization category.
Cool. So let's step backwards for a second. Some people in our audience are going to know what FinOps is and how that kind of translates into cloud financial management strategy, but some are not. So can maybe we go back and talk about, what is FinOps?
So FinOps is like today's world, it's cloud-based, it's cloud-native, cloud-first, et cetera, right? And then we have all these different cloud service providers today, say let it be AWS or Azure, or Google or Oracle or AliCloud. So although these are different CSPs, but end of the day, the billing, the way they charge is almost identical. So what happens is, an enterprise starts saying, hey, we want to go cloud, we want to do, sometimes there's lift and shift, sometimes there's rehosting. And end of the day, when the bill comes in, it's not what it is expected to be, or it may not be falling within the budget. Sometimes it's way too much. So understanding that how each billing or what are the guardrails that need to be put in place, either before doing the transition to the cloud or at different phases where, say, at the architectural level or at, post detective work, like as to why certain services are spending more over the others. So those are kind of the pieces of the puzzle for FinOps.
Cool. And so, is FinOps just an accounting exercise, or is there more involved with it, kind of cross-functional teams?
Right. Good question. Yes. FinOps is not just finance. So it's a collaboration of, you know, key players like the C-suite, and then your engineers, you need their help to make the changes, to do the proof of concept. And then, of course, the finance team to help, you know, with the billing reconciliation, to keep a check of all the bills being paid, the chargebacks, you know, different BUs, cost allocation, etc. So it's like a hub and spoke model where as a FinOps person, you will be interacting day to day with business, with your partners, with engineers, with finance. End of the day, FinOps is a broader umbrella where all of us come together with the goal of having highly improved and highly available architecture, at the same time reducing cost and keeping things in check.
Cool. And so if I were going to, you know, back in college right now, my son actually starts this weekend, and he's going into computer science and as of right now, you know, maybe into cybersecurity, but, you know, but if I were going back to college right now, like what tracks would I be looking at to become a FinOps expert, I guess, or, you know, how did you get, let's go back to you now. How did you get here, you know, to where this is something that not only, you know, you're doing on a daily basis, but you're actually, you know, speaking about it as well, not only here, but on stage.
Right. First of all, congratulations on your son getting into, you know, computer science as his major. Yes. So going back to how it all started. So like I said, 2 years ago when, you know, I was offered this job, I said, the first thing they said is it's a brand new team and you have to come up, you have to understand how things work in the cloud environment and help us reducing the bill. Because like I mentioned, the bills were like over, it went way above the budget. People didn't understand what's going on. It was naive. There were not enough guardrails. So this was pretty challenging, but I like challenges. So what happened was I started analyzing. So I call it a four-stage process where I initially analyze and then I choose a specific resource for a specific service, which has high, you know, like cost spend. And then I would work, get the approval with the C-suite, work with my business partners, with the engineers, the DevOps engineers, the cloud engineers, et cetera. And then put my theory into test saying, will this save money or not? Or is there going to be an impact or not? Then from there, that's the next phase where initially it was just one. Then we slowly take more and more resources and apply the same changes. And in the end, when we know that this works across one or two BUs, then we, you know, use our communication channels or, you know, client stories, et cetera, and then make it aware across the enterprise. So people who are currently using those services understand or take a look at what can be done to improve their cost. And at the same time, also have guardrails based on the analysis and execution to ensure that this doesn't occur for the newly spun up resources in the cloud. So it's more detective and preventative work.
Okay. So you have to have detective skills.
Right.
What if and back so, to like if yeah,
who, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, and so what happens is you start, you know, initially with the basic certification to understand what cloud is, the general tech terms that's being used, the jargons. And from there, there are like different paths one could take. So for example, one could be a cloud engineer, a cloud solution architect, a cloud developer, a developer professional, or a cloud security, machine learning. So there are all these different, I would say, streamlines or buckets. And there are like certifications out there provided by various CSPs, Amazon being one of the popular choices these days. If you take me, I am 6x AWS certified. I have 6 AWS certifications, and I'm also FinOps practitioner certified. So anybody who wants to start or understand what Cloud FinOps is, they should definitely check out the finops.org website and then go through the different personas that they want to pursue and the different, you know, certification categories, because it explains in depth and it gives a clear understanding of what FinOps is, what does a FinOps maybe analyst or a professional gets involved with, and understanding how the responsibilities are not just on the team, but it's also delegated, and we work together and, you know, produce the desired output, which is cost optimization.
Cool. And you know, obviously cost optimization is not a new challenge, but, you know, how new is kind of the FinOps world, I guess? It, you know, like, I only found out about it, let's see, 2020, when the FinOps Foundation and FinOS Foundation were introduced. Mm-hmm. You know, we came into the Linux Foundation at the same time, and it was, you know, extremely confusing with the two names, but as far as, like, you know, is this something that's been around for, you know, as long as the cloud's been around, or when, you know, kind of when did people start to realize that, you know, we need this in this type of function of FinOps in order to really, you know, manage, you know, not only our costs, but then, you know, how do we use all of our teams in order to effectively control those costs?
Right. So like you said, the FinOps org was, you know, and you know, they were in incubation state initially. And then, you know, JR, who currently, you know, is a key person in the FinOps world, he started his journey. And then he wrote a book, and the book became so popular because, like I said, most of the companies back in 2018, 2019, when they started, they went in cloud first motive, and there was a lot of lift and shift, and end of the day, when they got the bill, they didn't understand what was going wrong, and they wanted solutions. They wanted people who understood what's going on or who could help them. So then what happened was more and more the community started, and more people got involved, more and more ideas, you know, came through, more and more like questions or answers came there. They have these Slack channels. They have, you know, FinOps, anybody can be a FinOps member. And from there, your journey starts. You ask more questions. You want to understand. You meet a lot of, you know, like-minded people. Say, I'm in the New York area, so I'm in touch with a couple of practitioners whom I met during the conference. And we talk about our issues. We ask, hey, have you come across this? If so, then what's your solution like? Or what would be your suggestion? So it's like brainstorming, trying to get ideas, trying to see what works for the community, and sharing your experience so that somebody gains value out of it.
Cool. And then as cloud, I mean, obviously has become more and more popular, and is there, you know, what is the open source side of this? And I'm asking because I'm truly, you know, that's something mm-hmm. that I don't know well. What, you know, how does open source come into FinOps? How does, you know, I mean, whether it's for a financial services institution, because, you know, mm-hmm. banks are going to be very regulated and everything. And so, you know, we even started a project within FinOps that's around common controls and trying to figure out, you know, on the technical side and the security side, like how do we deal with those? But, you know, where do you think in FinOps that open source is key, or are, you know, are there places, are there opportunities as well?
Yes. So yes, broadly, yes, to your question. So there is something called Focus, which is the latest open source tool that's been introduced and is getting popular. And we're trying to have more and more, you know, vendors and CSPs to join us. So what this does is, like I mentioned, different, there are so many cloud service providers and they have their own billing format. And, you know, some of the headers are not aligned. You know, they may not be the same, but in when it comes to a layman term of reading a bill, it's the same. So focus is like having a centralized billing format, no matter which CSP the input is. So it's like a combination. So it's for multi-cloud environment, and it can also be used for just a single cloud environment. So OpenFocus is one of those open source tools. And there are other open source tools that help with setting up guardrails or linting rules. Those kind of open source tools are out there. And there's also these working groups by FinOps.org where people can come online, join these working groups, understand like there are like working groups for unit metrics, a working group for women, a working group for, you know, cost allocation or understanding the basics. So these are some of the channels where you can go. It's an open source. You get to read a lot of documentation. You get to have a lot of tools, which, you know, you can just download and then understand and then start using it in your environment.
Cool. Because, of course, the goal of open source is not to have to do the same thing over and over again. That's pretty cool. I had heard about the Focus Project from the FinOps team, but haven't had the opportunity to explore it yet. But I guess if there's kind of a standardized billing, so you're building a standard with the Focus Project, and I'm assuming that you have to go into ontology and taxonomies and everything to figure out what works across multiple different CSPs and then multiple different client companies at that point as well. That's pretty lofty.
It is. It's like having an open specification for billing cloud data, right? Because currently it's all different CSPs, different, numbers, but end of the day, it's one fat bill that comes out.
Gotcha. So would you say that that there's how long before you kind of standardize everything to where like everything is just perfect in the FinOps world, or is there always going to be something that you have to improve?
So when it comes to this current project Focus, right? So the version one has come out, there's improvements being done on version two. It's always changing. There's something changing. There's something that can be fine tuned. So it's not going to be same, because as it's like a crawl, like they say, maturity model, where crawl, walk, and run. So one, initially we are in crawl stage, we would like to come to walk. And then when we are at walk, we have to again fine tune, look at different parameters, different, angles of analyzation, and then again fine tune. So it's going to be a constant journey with, of course, refinement, like different versions or different standards, but keeping the foundation the same, but then improving on getting the guardrails and security aspect of it so strong that one day it would be like, oh, you can just use it without any privacy issues or anybody attacking.
Very cool. Okay, so again, you were speaking on cloud financial management strategy on November 1st at OSFF. What would be, I'm going to put you on the spot. What would be your elevator pitch? I kind of told you, some of the people that come to this conference, that I know of, but if you were doing an elevator pitch on why to come to your particular talk to, sell side banks or buy side firms, because I think I told you we have business decision makers there. We have developers and technologists that are coming from banks. We also, from different, technology vendors, big and small, system integrators, who else, consultants that work with the banks as well. what would be, you know, tell me why they should consider coming to your talk. Let's compete against the other speakers right now.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if I'm competing. This is what I like. Small changes make a big impact. So if you want to know how you a small change in your cloud environment can make a big impact, please do come and listen to what me and my colleague Ed Giraldo has to.
Sounds good. That's a good elevator pitch, and we will use that for sure. So, I just want to thank you, you know, for spending time with me today while you're on vacation, and I hope the vacation is great and long. And then, you know, looking forward to meeting you in person in New York, but also. Congratulations on your new position, and I hope everything goes well when you move to Chubb.
Thank you very much, Aaron, and I know you're heading on vacation too, so happy vacation to you too. Yes, can't wait to talk in the FinOps conference, and yeah, can't wait to see you.
Sounds great. All right, well, thank you, Varsha Sundar, with that, make sure that you join us for OSFF, the Open Source and Finance Forum in New York on November 1st. And if you have any questions for Varsha, save them for then and ask her in person. Go see her talk. And again, we're looking forward to it. Thank you again. And with that, I'm going to say good day, good night, wherever you are.
Good night, good day.